Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London. The last militant at a national wildlife refuge in Oregon is refusing to surrender to authorities. NPR's Martin Costi reports on the tense negotiations happening right now.
Three of the final four militants surrendered to authorities earlier this morning, according to a deal they hammered out with the FBI overnight. But at the last moment, David Fry, a man from Ohio, announced that he'd changed his mind. Even his sympathizers pleaded with him over the phone to give up.
I feel like I'm listening to a bunch of yappers. I mean, come on, guys. Let me take a stand. I'm taking my stand. This isn't something I'm going to back away from. That's what a man does.
Fry says he wants political concessions from the government, but he's also said that he feels suicidal. The original leaders of the occupation of the wildlife refuge have been in custody since January 26th. Martin Costi, NPR News.
In another sign of deteriorating relations, North Korea is ordering all South Koreans to leave a jointly run industrial complex, freezing all South Korean assets there and shutting down two crucial cross-border communication hotlines. Yesterday, Seoul suspended operations at the factory park. Tensions between North and South Korea are escalating since the North launched a long-range rocket on Sunday. The U.S. is planning to accelerate the campaign against the self-proclaimed Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is at a NATO meeting in Brussels laying out details of the plan. Terry Schultz reports.
Secretary Carter says the counter-IS coalition is in a hurry and needs to accelerate and strengthen the campaign to defeat Islamist insurgents. He's convened this first coalition meeting at the level of defense ministers to explain operational details. He makes clear then he expects more contributions of assets, both from NATO and non-NATO partners.
The air campaign in Syria and Iraq is advertised as a 13-nation effort, but U.S. warplanes have conducted most of the hits. U.S. stocks are getting pummeled again today while investors look for safe havens amid questions about the health of the global economy. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports congressional testimony today by Federal Chair, Reserve Chair Janet Yellen highlighted some of the risks.
The day started with bad news from Asian and European stock markets. Most major global markets closed down between 2 and 4%. Bank shares fell, as did the price of oil. The money exiting the stock market sought refuge in relative safe havens, including U.S. Treasury bonds, the Japanese yen, and gold. The high demand pushed yields on Treasury bills down. Speaking before the Senate Banking Committee, Yellen acknowledged the global markets may pose a risk to the U.S. economy, though she said it was too early to say how. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials down 351 points, a more than 2% drop. This is NPR News. There will be no taxing for access to the Internet. Congress has voted today to permanently bar state and local governments from doing so. The Senate voting for final approval on a bill already approved by the House, which also revamps trade laws. President Obama is expected to sign it. 4,500 passengers on board a Royal Caribbean cruise ship are back on dry land after a harrowing experience. The Anthem of the Seas departed Saturday for a 7-day trip to the Bahamas, but the ship was battered by a major winter storm Sunday with winds topping 120 miles per hour. It returned to port in New Jersey Wednesday night. Baseball, rock and roll, and football all have halls of fame, and now Lincoln Center in New York City does too. Jeff Ludden, London, reports.
The names of six distinguished artists will be carved into the stone around Lincoln Center's fountain, and a smartphone app will allow visitors to learn about them. The first inductees in the new Hall of Fame are Louis Armstrong, Placido Domingo, Yo-Yo Ma, Audra McDonald, Harold Prince, and Leontine Price. They'll be honored at a gala in June and enshrined in a new exhibit when Geffen Hall, the New York Philharmonic's home, is renovated. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Frigid weather is settling over the Midwest and eastern U.S. The National Weather Service says bitter cold temperatures with wind chills in the single digits will stick around for a few more days. I'm Lori London, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.